Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It's a big, busy night on Radio Night Live. We have got a power-packed lineup for you tonight. We are going to talk to Mr. Bill O'Reilly, who is the author of his newest best-selling book, Killing the Mob. It's the 16th in the Killing series. He's killed everybody now. It's been Kennedy and Lincoln and Jesus and Patton and Reagan and the Rising Sun and England, the SS, and the Crazy Horse, and the newest is The Mob, which I would love to be able to show you tonight. Hopefully we will get our TV connection connected shortly, and I'll be able to do that. In the meantime, we're also going to, in hour number two tonight, visit in the Ladies' Lounge with a brand-new Ladies' Lounge guest. She is someone who has a great deal of concern about your fitness come the end of COVID, and as we all saw this week, we now have every reason in the world to no longer wear our masks. In fact, I hope... And I'm praying that our politicians will take this to heart very, very seriously. I was not pleased with the governors of New York and New Jersey and Michigan and Pennsylvania that all came out and said, well, we're not quite sure if the CDC guidance changes that much with, you know, what we need to do in terms of masking our people. Well, for the last year and a half, all you've done is throw the CDC guidance in our faces saying that because they said it, we had to do it. And now you're telling me that we are at a place where we don't need to do that? That doesn't seem to make sense at all. If that was the standard, if the health and consequence of what the CDC was saying was the standard, then the standard should be they have said, okay, we're all good to go. So let's get good to go. And then let's go. Now, the other thing we need to do is get the masks off our kids. Friends, this is ridiculous. We're the only westernized power in the world that is masking our two-year-olds. Masking our two-year-olds. Now, nobody else is doing this. The kids barely get the virus, and when they do, mostly asymptomatic. They don't spread. They're not a transmission point. There is nothing about any of that that kids are particularly dangerous in. So we have guidance that is not going anywhere for kids, but they did say adults, if you've been vaccinated, we can shed the masks. I hope that we start doing that this week, this day. In fact, I was reading on Twitter today, Carol Markowitz, one of our frequent guests in the Ladies Lounge and a longtime contributor to Kevin McCullough Radio, she was tweeting from Manhattan. And I know that she spent a good chunk of the last year in Florida. She tweeted from Manhattan that she saw probably a 70-30 split in masks to no masks in the city today, meaning that 70% were without masks and 30% were wearing masks. And that's a big change. Even from I was just spent a large portion of my Wednesday in Midtown. I walked about 30 blocks in a period of about 2 hours, hitting several different appointments. And I would say at best then, and this was before the CDC guidance changed, we were about probably 70% masked and 30% unmasked. The CDC guidance has changed. That seems to have changed the minds of at least a good chunk of those New Yorkers, and they are going in a different direction. So we're happy for that. Also tonight on the big broadcast, we hope to have Ellie Holcomb here with some brand new music. I Don't Want to Miss a Thing is her new single, and we've got two contributions from her on the night tonight. That should be a lot of fun, and I look forward to welcoming those selections as well. And then I've got some really, really exciting news. In the world of the Christian Solidarity International campaign that we have been on this journey for the spring, we always do part of the campaign in the spring. We always do part of it heading into Christmas time. And we passed the 50% mark for the entire year this week, and we over-completed the amount of slaves that we were trying to liberate in the spring. In fact, our goal was, 94 or 96, I guess. And as of this morning, we were at 98 slaves liberated, with 94 to go for the year of the names that are on the list that we know about. And so very, very excited to be able to say to you that we have, because of you, because of your generosity, because of your commitment to helping end human slavery, we have seen tremendous progress in this spring. And we still have about 6 weeks to go in the spring campaign. Like, we could get even closer to that finished nugget. And I'll give you more information on that as the show goes along. But 888-342-1010, if you want to be someone that makes a difference in the lives of these enslaved women. We just had a tremendous outpouring over the last couple of weeks as we went through the Mother's Day weekend and so forth, and saw just a huge, huge, huge impact. All I can say is thank you. Because you're the ones that have done, yes, my family has given, we give every year, we hope to liberate 10 or 12 slaves as a family, alone. But it's you, hearing our stories, hearing the impact that it makes, understanding the pain that, has been resonating in the hearts of these women that have been, enslaved. And I'm just so grateful and so thankful that we have seen so many people step forward and say, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that slavery comes to a sharp end tonight. Before we're done tonight, I have got a real bone to pick with the president. He labeled today police week. It really started last week, but he issued a statement today to honor the men and women in uniform. And in the second hour, I've got to address this, because what we have seen from the White House, even in his statement from today, he says, I want to support the men and women in uniform that are serving their communities. And then he turns around and gives them a back of the hand slap in the same statement that is supposed to be expressing his appreciation, supposed to be expressing in some way his gratefulness for their willingness to put their lives on the line to keep us safe. And he couldn't even get through that without having to say some pretty absurd things about the men and women in blue. And it's all pandering. But I'll actually give you those quotes. You'll be able to see and hear them for yourself before we're done in the second hour tonight. We'll get into that. But coming up in just a couple of moments, we are going to have an extended conversation with Mr. Bill O'Reilly. Now, Bill O'Reilly was the number one television personality on primetime television for about 17 years, I believe. His program was the number one rated cable news show in the world for 17 years. That's four rating periods per year that he maintained a number one slot, a lock hold on that time slot. And he has since leaving television, and he started writing some of them before he left, but he has now written consecutively 16 number one New York Times bestsellers in the Killing series. And this most recent one I'm holding a copy of here, called Killing the Mob, he goes into detail, and I want to ask him a number of things about why the mob, because I certainly find that the subject matter fascinating, and I've delved into the book a little bit, and I can tell you it is a very intense and enlightening read, very entertaining and very well done, as all of the Killing books have been. But I want to also get his take on everything that's going on with our country right now, from where we're at with the administration, with the economy, with our foreign policy, with what we're doing. I mean, even Israel and the pipeline this week just demonstrated what abject chaos is kind of coming out of Washington, D.C. And it is that chaos that really disturbs me. We don't seem to have anybody at the helm that has any degree of competency in terms of control or the ability to inject themselves into the situation and bring about results. The administration did not, by the way, get the pipeline turned back on for your gas. If you're in the southern states tonight and you had empty gas stations this week, it wasn't the Biden administration that helped you out. The poor Colonial Oil Company paid a ransom to the hackers, basically, about $5 million to get control of their pipeline back. I think that's a shame. I think that's an utter embarrassment. It's a complete shame and a lack of any real competency by the administration to hold these international terrorists, more or less, accountable. And then if you look at what's going on in Israel, they are there backing the Iranian-backed Hamas forces in the Palestinian areas, and that is injuring the standing with our best ally on planet Earth, and that is the nation of Israel. So there's a lot to get to, but we're going to have a very special show. Bill O'Reilly, Jane Ann Benaira is going to be with us tonight, and then special musical guest Ellie Holcomb will be with us in both hours with some new music, at least in the first hour, and I don't want you to miss it because it's called I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Welcome to the Biz TV crowd. We got you guys up and running, and here we go. Radio Night Live. Come. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetables. Vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known and I've known.
To have you with us every single day, we dissect what's going on the front page, try to give you some perspective of context, tell you what it means, why it matters. But every now and then I have the chance to talk to the newsmakers, the people that actually impact and influence stories, and give us a little bit deeper insights into what's going on. And I'm really grateful to have my next guest back with us. We haven't spoken with him in a couple of books, but he has done 16 bestsellers now, New York Times number one bestsellers. And you may be familiar with his Killing series, Killing Lincoln, Kennedy, Jesus, Patton, Reagan, The Rising Sun, England, the SS, Crazy Horse, and his newest one, The Mob. Mr. Bill O'Reilly, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. It's good to have you.
Kevin, thanks for having me in. How are you doing?
We're hanging in there, and I really want to get your perspective. I want to talk about the book, and I want everybody to buy the book and make you a fantastically successful author once again. But I'm really interested in your thoughts for your 43 years at the broadcast desk on some things that we're watching take place in front of us. The media, the administration, the CEOs of about half of corporate America all seem to be corroborating, cooperating together, working very hard towards an outcome. And I'm just wondering what your thoughts are about the media's role in that, in this day and era in which we live.
Well, the corporate media has changed dramatically since when I first started. I got out of Boston University with a master's degree. I started my career in Scranton, Pennsylvania on TV. And back then, you know, journalism rules were in play. You had to get the story. You had to verify the story. You couldn't inject politics into the story or lean it one way or the other ideologically. That's all gone now. So the big money, and I'm partially responsible for this, as you know, Kevin, is made in news analysis. When I started Fox News way back in 96, we took a traditional point of view, not a conservative, not a Republican, but a traditional point of view. That show, The O'Reilly Factor, made billions of dollars for the company. All other corporations noticed that and tried to imitate us, but they brought in people who were far more political than I am and ideological, and then they changed the whole networks. Like MSNBC is just a liberal network. That's all it is. And right. It works with the Democratic Party. CNN, same thing. So they corrupted the process. That's where we are now. The big urban newspapers, New York Times, Washington Post, they're not really newspapers anymore. They're journals. They're liberal journals. And the Democrats and the left have a big advantage because of it.
Well, and when you say that they are outlets for these positions, is it exactly entirely true that it's something different than history? Because weren't journalism outlets, specifically newspapers, when they came into formation in the U.S., weren't they often easily identified as, say, the Cleveland Democrat or the Columbus Republican or whatever the mainstay of that region or the day was? But at least there was some degree of honesty about the what you were going to get on the opinion page if it was labeled in the name. No?
Well, look, the Founding Fathers put into the First Amendment that there would be a free press in the sense that the government could not interfere with what the press printed back then. Now, of course, there was no electronic media. From the very beginning in this country, there was a partisan press. I mean, there were people that were favoring federalism, or they were favoring states' rights, or the Confederacy, or the Union, whatever it may be. I mean, that's always been there. But it was kind of evenly divided. So we muttered on until the electronic age and radio and TV. But there were standards that you had to follow. That's why I went to school. I paid all that money for a master's degree to learn my craft. Well, those standards don't exist anymore. They're gone. Because the corporate media, the corporation that owns these big media outlets, they don't care whether you, what you're reporting is true.
Right.
They use anonymous sources. They just want an outcome. So the New York Times, everybody works there, knows the editors want a liberal outcome of every single story. And if you want to work at the New York Times, you've got to deliver that.
It's a troublesome thing considering the chokehold that it has on the flow of information. But let me ask you another layer to this now. When you add in big tech with what you've already described and what is considered the traditional media vertical, now you add big tech and the manipulation that they've played in the last 12 to 24 months, specifically around the election, but even beyond that. Are you concerned that we're going to, at some point in time, not have the ability to tell alternative narratives?
It's here now. It's here. But most American people don't know the truth. They don't know what's happening. I left Fox News and formed my own news agency.
Right.
And never again will I work for corporate. I never will do it again because I know it's corrupt, it's not honest, and I'm not going to get involved in it. So my news agency is small. It reaches millions of people, but compared to NBC and Fox and those, it's small. But unless people know where I am and watch me, if they're tuned in to the cable news or to the network news, they're not going to know what's going on. They simply will not know. And so it's here. We have a population that believes certain things that aren't true. And that's one of the reasons I wrote Killing the Mob, because we Americans have this image of the mob in their minds because of movies and TV, and it's 180 degrees opposite what the reality is.
Yeah.
So it's my job as a historian journalist to try to tell the truth, get the truth out. But boy, oh boy, I mean, if you're dependent on the mainstream corporate media, you have no clue.
Friends, when you want to find Bill's journalism efforts now, BillO'Reilly.com, of course, is the homepage. But follow No Spin News on Twitter as well, because it is doing exactly what Bill just described. I want to get into the books, and I've always been curious about this, Mr. O'Reilly, and I've never asked you about it before. But why the word "killing" in the title of this series? What is it about that word, that concept, that you know, the kind of traumatic thing that it does to the brain that made you say, we got to do a whole series that incorporates this idea on the cover of these books?
Because it's a marketing tool, and it's an eye catcher. And now that it is the most successful nonfiction book series of all time,
it's hard to argue with.
The brand is tremendous. So when I write a book, people know what they're going to get, and it's worked perfectly. But in the beginning, I decided to name these books Killing Whatever to get people's attention, and it certainly did.
Sure. Well, with Lincoln and Kennedy, it also played a degree of historical perspective, of course, with Jesus. Congratulations on the immense success that the series has brought you. Why the mob at this time and this kind of insertion of where we are in history and kind of what's going on in our country and in the world globally, why did that subject matter grab you at this time?
In fact, let me just hold your thought right there, Mr. Bill O'Reilly. Thank you so much again for being with us tonight. Tonight's book is Killing the Mob. It's his newest. I predict it's going to be his biggest bestseller yet. Kevin McCullough, we've got a bunch more time with Bill O'Reilly tonight. I hope that you will stay with us. Our phone line's also open. And in hour number two, Jane Ann Benira, we're going to do some fitness counsel for your post-COVID.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Colonial Pipeline says they have restored normal operations on the largest gasoline pipeline in the country. The more than 5,000-mile-long pipeline that supplies nearly half of the gas to 17 eastern and southern states was hit last week by a ransomware attack. The company was able to partially restore service on Wednesday night. They say it may still take several days for fuel supplies to return to normal. The CDC says that schools should continue to have students wear masks and physically distance through the end of this school year for all schools K-12. Earlier this week, the agency gave its approval to the Pfizer COVID vaccine to be used for children ages 12 to 15. And no horse will capture the Triple Crown in 2021 as Rombauer wins the 146th running of the Preakness Stakes. Kentucky Derby winner and race favorite Medina Spirit finished third, Rombauer's trainer Mike McCarthy winning in his first appearance in the Preakness Stakes. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Well, if you need some encouraging news tonight, look at that picture on your TV screen. And for those of you listening by way of radio, Times Square, more packed than I've seen it in the last 18 months. And I can't tell faces enough to know if it's masked or not. But really, really encouraging to see that many people out tonight on this beautiful Saturday evening in New York City after this very long year. We are talking with the man, Bill O'Reilly, number one television news personality in prime time for some 17 straight years at the Fox News Channel. He has written his now 16th, what I predict will be number one New York Times best-selling installment in the Killing series, Killing the Mob, his newest book. I hope you get a copy. But Bill, before we went to the break, I started to talk to you about the book. And I am very, your subject matter has very much been part of the intrigue for me about the books that you've written. And here you've picked, I think, a subject matter that is very compelling. But I'm curious as to why the mob and why right now in this point in time in our nation's history?
Well, I want to write a contemporary book, a contemporary historical book, and the mob is that. So the people that we talk about in the mob, starting with John Dillinger, Bonnie and Clyde, Babyface Nelson, all the bank robbers in the 30s, then Al Capone, and then on up to the five families that controlled all the commerce in America for 16 years, people know these names. And if you're old enough, you were around. Frank Sinatra, JFK, I mean, everybody's in the book. And I thought that was a great topic because it just is so wide. I mean, from 1946 to 1962, Kevin, organized crime was the most powerful entity in the United States, far more powerful than Congress or any corporation. Right. And it ran entire industries like the rock and roll industry, like the film industry, like the unions, like the nightclub industry. It ran them. It built an entire city, Las Vegas. It owned an entire country, Cuba. People don't know that. And then to this day, many of our social problems still emanate out of organized crime. They control the narcotics traffic in America. You hear about, oh, the opioid crisis. Well, who do you think's fueling that? And then you hear about homeless. Look at all the homeless. Well, what do you think those people are? They're drug addicts. They can't work. They can't pay their rent. Okay? And where does that come from? Organized crime. They control the narcotics industry, billion-dollar industry. So I tied it all in to make it relevant to people's lives. And, you know, this book has flown out of the gate. It hit number three on Amazon. Killing Crazy Horse was my book last year. That did really well. But I think Mob's gonna top it.
Yeah. Well, and I think that for the average American, particularly many that have not lived near a big major metropolitan area, I grew up in Texas. I've been in New York for the last 23 years or so. But when you live in other places, there's a bit of romantic pondering of the mob, you know, like what was that like and was it as kind of cool and hip as the movies made it out to be?
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to delving into yours. I actually had a grandfather who worked for the Fort Worth Police Department in the Bonnie and Clyde height of their career, who actually pulled them over for a speeding ticket on a Texas highway. And he and his partner, when they ran the plate, were told to let him go. And it was
wow.
it was really kind of something. But it's so I'm very interested in it, obviously. What do we not know about the mob that we probably should know in terms of what role it's playing?
They're
we
all
don't know
evil.
That?
It's not Don Corleone, or it's not The Sopranos. It's not Bonnie and Clyde, Warren Beatty, Faye Dunaway.
Right.
They're evil, evil people. They make money from the suffering of human beings, and they cause suffering and death. And they're horrible, horrible people. And I just run it down. They corrupt. They corrupted the government. They you name it, they did it. And, I mean, for 16 years, the federal agencies didn't investigate him because they had stuff on J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI chief. He wouldn't even admit the mafia existed. It was only until Bobby Kennedy became attorney general in 61 that the federal government used its power to try to diminish this unbelievable colossus, violent colossus. And people have no clue. That's why my books, I think, are so successful, because I tell you things you don't know, but in a very entertaining way. It's a fun read. It's not tough to read these books.
Sure, sure. Well, and you've always been that kind of communicator. I think it was one of the reasons why the O'Reilly Factor was so successful. You spoke directly to the people about the things that we cared about. And we will continue to care about, thanks to Bill O'Reilly, because he's going to stay with us for one more segment. Bill, again, thank you for being here. The book is called Killing the Mob. It is a bestseller already, but go and get your copy. When we come back, a little bit deeper into this entire issue as to why the mob had the power they had and what do they still pose as a threat today. That's all still ahead. Plus this hour, our musical guest, Ellie Holcomb, with a brand new song. I don't want to miss it. That's the name of the song. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And you miss any piece of it, go get the podcast at SoundCloud or at Apple Podcasts under KMC Radio.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, Radio Night Live, and very honored to have our guest Bill O'Reilly tonight. Killing the Mob, the name of his newest bestseller, and it is a fun read. He was just saying that as we went to break, and Bill, I agree with you. It's actually, of the ones you've written, this one kind of moves faster in a lot of ways because you've got so many different layers of the story. But I want you to brag for a second. We've talked a little bit about your new news operation, No Spin News. You can follow it on Twitter, at No Spin News. You can also follow it on BillO'Reilly.com. But how's it going? You launched this new thing. It's an independent news operation. Tell me a little bit about your success thus far.
Well, we're really doing well. I mean, tremendous revenue into my corporations. We do a newscast every night. on TV. We do radio commentary, 300 stations across the country, and on BillO'Reilly.com, and you were kind enough to mention that, Kevin. Thank you. We have columns, and if you become premium member, you can directly talk to me. And we've got a lot of stuff going on, but what I'm most proud of is we don't make any mistakes. We don't use anonymous sources. We don't do any of that. And I do what I've always done. I tell the folks who the good guys are, who the bad guys are, what the truth is. And sometimes the folks don't want to hear the truth, like in the Trump election. I knew that election wasn't going to be changed or anything was going to happen 24 hours after the vote. And I told my audience that. They got furious at me. I said, look, it's not going to happen. I mean, you have to produce dramatic evidence of fraud if you want to get the Supreme Court involved. And that's the only entity that could overturn this election or put a stay on it or do anything. And unless they come up with it, it's not going to happen. And I got, oh, boy, I got a lot of heat from my viewers and subscribers, but that's my job. I got to tell people the truth.
Well, since you brought that up, you've known the former president for a long, long time, as have a lot of, longtime New York icons. And you and I both work with John Catsimatidis here in New York City. And we know that that John's known him for a long time. I'm curious as to your read on how you believe he is doing post-presidency. And has he signaled by any of his actions or by what he's doing in your mind any potential future plans? What do you expect of the former president and someone that you've known for a long time, one Donald Trump?
Well, I saw him a few weeks ago in Mar-a-Lago. It's obvious to me he wants to run for president again. I don't know whether that will be possible. It depends on the economy. The weaker the economy gets, the more, the better chance he has to be able to secure the Republican nomination. But there are a lot of Republicans that don't want his kind of confrontation and his style. He lost because of COVID and his style. But he does want to run again. I think that he'll wait for about 18 months to see how it all unfolds. But he remains the most powerful person within the Republican Party.
And it's his party to kind of guide at this point.
Well, I don't know about that, but certainly he is a tremendous influence in the party. I don't think he's hands on day to day, but Republicans, you know, he gets 72 million votes. I mean, obviously, you're going to have a lot of power.
Most votes by any incumbent Republican in the history of the country.
By far.
And it's interesting because, you know, there are people that are going down there that want to kiss the ring, but he's not seeing all of them. You know, Nikki Haley was turned away. There's others that have not been given a chance to get that audience. What do you make of the, I don't know, what do we call it, the loyalty litmus factor? How he's doing it?
Well, Donald Trump's always been a man that operated on an emotional level, and if he likes you, he'll talk to you. If he doesn't like you, he won't. I mean, it's not complicated, and he feels betrayed by some people, and he's a right to feel that way, I think. But, you know, he's a guy that is very driven. I think he's still as ambitious as he's always been, and so he's going to be a factor in whatever happens in politics in this country.
Let me shift to his opponent, the current president, Mr. Biden. What do you make of his first 5 months-ish and how he's progressed thus far?
Well, I can tell you that organized crime loves him. They love him because of the open border policies. More narcotics in the USA now than ever before in our history.
Well, there was a story out this morning that says he's going to give basically legal amnesty to people that broke the China protocols and were working with them against the U.S. interest in that. First of all, do you think that's a possibility? And secondly, what does it say?
Well, I don't get caught up in those micro stories. It might, it could, it would. I just report what's happening. And I can tell you that Joe Biden is the most liberal president by far in the history of this republic. There's nobody come close to espousing the socialist economic outlook that he wants. And the immigration, obviously, is an open border policy. It's an amnesty policy. I think he's diminished. I don't think he understands the implications of what he's doing, the unintended consequences. I could be wrong. I'm not a psychiatrist. But to me, he's certainly not in charge. There are other people telling him what to do, and he's doing it.
Do you have any speculation on who that is?
Well, Ron Klain and Susan Rice. We know who that is. Not speculation.
And I mean, who is Susan Rice listening to?
He's a very tight circle for Biden. Biden is a very tight circle. He doesn't do anything all day. On the No Spin News, again, my daily broadcast, I open every day with President Biden's schedule. And there's nothing ever on it. He doesn't do anything.
That's true.
Whereas most presidents were busy all day, not him. Now, once in a while, I'll go down to Louisiana, and like he did last week. But he doesn't do very much. And there are two people that are with him almost all the time in the White House. Ron Klain is chief of staff, and Susan Rice is top domestic advisor. That's it. I think he listens to his wife. I think he listens to Barack Obama. But there's not a lot of people in there. And so what comes out of the White House is in that very tight circle.
Yeah. The speculation is that Obama is really pulling the strings through Rice and that he's finally gotten the administration that he wanted the 8 years he was there.
That's easy speculation. I don't think there's any backup for that. But knowing President Obama, I interviewed him three times, I think he's got a lot to say.
Yeah.
But I can't prove it. But I think he does.
Well, one thing that Bill O'Reilly does think is that the mob is going to thrive, or at least has thus far, with the Biden administration. And he's written some reasons why in a book called Killing the Mob. You want to get this. It is his newest. It will be an enormously successful bestseller, as have all of the Killing books. And, Bill, I appreciate. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Very busy night in New York City. Glad to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen, featuring in tonight's musical artist spotlight. Here's some brand new music from Ellie Holcomb. Called Canyon, and glad to be able to debut it here on Radio Night Live. Stay with us. Hour number two is on the way. We've got a few fitness thoughts for your post-COVID existence. Yoga instructor and fitness expert Jane Ann Beniro will be with us. And also more music from Ellie Holcomb as we head into hour two. It's the Ladies Lounge. Straight ahead.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.